From the Vietnam Veterans of America, we have John Burgess with us. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to have you with us today.
I like that.
I was just looking at your shirt there, man. That's powerful.
Yeah. We picked this up. We went back in November for the November 11th dedication. It was 40 years that the wall was dedicated. Mm-hmm. They had a ceremony there. The Vietnam Veterans of America had 34 states that had a flag line there. It was quite impressive. It's also the time every 5 years they read the names on the wall, which mm-hmm. is got me thinking about our 266 boys from Montana whose names are on the wall. And the 29th of March, next Wednesday, at about a quarter after 11, we will have reading of those names. There's a few people that will read 22 names on each sheet. And then mm-hmm. at noon, we will have our dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Day.
Boy, so where are we going to do this?
We're going to do this at Veterans Park down here, what we used to call Depot's Park, right across from the Red Lion.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's something that a bunch of us that went and read names there this last November felt that it was time that we did that. And, of course, as you know, John, when we first started up, we came to your radio station and told you that we had a calling that those boys on the wall told us to go home and make sure that our community never forgot them. And so... Mm-hmm. This will fulfill our dedication to them.
Now, Vietnam Veterans of America, one of the things that you guys have built your everything on is the concept that we don't forget veterans of any war.
Yeah, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another, which because of the way the war was and the public outcry and not understanding the servicemen going over there, not understanding what their mission was, it was very confusing. Mm-hmm. And the gentlemen and women, men and women that came back from there, came back to a hostile public.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't much fun to come home.
No.
A lot of guys went back to Vietnam and took multiple tours because they just didn't feel like this was home anymore.
Correct. Yeah. There's documented that three tours was the limit. They figured after three tours that you'd mm-hmm. had enough and was sent home. And that's one of the things that conflict, war, however you want to describe it, I've never could understand the difference between a conflict and a war when a bullet's coming at you. But yeah. They experienced a lot of that coming home, that people didn't understand that they were trying to serve their country. They were doing what they were told. They thought that what their parents had done during World War II and the Korean War was their duty also. You know, they came from families that served in those other mm-hmm. wars.
Myself included.
Correct.
Yeah. When you grow up in Kalispell, Montana in the 1950s and 60s, that's the way you feel.
Yep.
That's the way you feel. And that was my motivation. And it was confusing.
Yep.
It was a rough time for me when I first came home. And back then, we really didn't understand that like we do today with the veterans coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq. We understand a bit more about what they're going through. But the Vietnam, that was the first time through on something like that.
Right. We took six veterans back in 2014, and that was one of the comments that one of the veterans had made, that these guys had it so easy coming home and yellow ribbons and stuff like that. And at night we were at the wall with his brother who was in a wheelchair, and it was dark and we were the only people there, and there was a group following us. And when we got to the other side, they came up and they thanked us for the service that we did, because it was because of us that they were able to have such a great homecoming. Hmm. And that melted that gentleman's heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I just put that behind me, John. I just put it all behind me, and I don't even think about it much anymore. And that's one way of handling it. Some guys can't do that.
John, and I appreciate you having me here to talk about it, because in the 10 years since we started this, I can understand your feelings.
Yeah. Well, where do we stand now? We're going to, how many local veterans do we have in our local chapter now?
We started with 44, and we have over 190 now.
Wow, okay.
And it's growing. We run into them. Yesterday, we ran into a Vietnam veteran that didn't even know that we existed, and so he'll be coming. And mm-hmm. we have upgraded. We started with $249, and right now in our bank account, we have over $20,000.
My gosh. Yeah. So you've done a good job. All right, let's go back to the big event we want to talk about, and it will be...
March 29th.
March 29th.
Which is Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yep, and we will start the reading of the names at 11:15. Mm-hmm. At noon, we will have guest speakers. We also have the Honor Guard that comes up out of Polson. And after the reading of the names at noon, we will have our ceremony. And mm-hmm. then at the end of the ceremony, of course, they'll be there with the flag line. But at the end of the ceremony, of course, the 21-gun mm-hmm. salute and taps.
So when you hear the 21-gun salute, don't panic.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a wonderful thing to do. Some of my friends' names are on that wall there at on yep. the Veterans Memorial that was put together by Chuck Olson and several people that...
Well, and our book here was put together when we first started in 13 by Pam Delilah, mm-hmm. who knew almost all of the guys from the Flathead Valley whose names were on the wall. Hmm. And we start from 64 and go to 70. And it's quite, the last one is 1970. Mm-hmm. And it's quite ironic that the first one is a chief warrant officer and the last one is a chaplain.
Yeah, I'll be darned. All right. John Burgess, thanks you. Thank you again for all you're doing. And next Wednesday at the Veterans Memorial in Depot Park, we'll read those names.
Correct. All Thank right. you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate everything you guys yep. do.